actually isn't sort of, it's not even so much of a reunion, it's sort of a, I've been, Doug and I, Paul Matthews, playing at, you know, the big rigs for like 4 years doing
country covers.
Yeah, country covers in sort of a goofy way. And on the side, I've been sort of working on some songs, having Doug and Paul help out, because I don't know anything about studio work or recording, don't really like it. And thought I'd ask, see if Joe would wanted to sing on some stuff, because he had moved back from Chicago to Kansas City. So he and I started like playing together every Sunday morning. And then I sort of put that project on hold, and we just sort of came back together in an album project. And it's so different than what we used to sound like that...
I almost wouldn't call it a reunion, but a revision.
Yeah, it's almost like we actually debated whether to call it Love Squad or not, and then it's like, well, you know, anyone who, I mean, three of, out of the four of us were in Love Squad,
right.
Paul had filled in a few times for Love Squad, so it's like, people are going to think of it that way, whether we,
might as well.
Yeah, it's like, might as well just call it that, and that also allows us to do some of the older songs,
sure.
You know, every band that's ever released an album has like, you know, 2,000 albums sitting around from the ones that, it might be a way to let people hear the old music again, because they'll actually, you know what to ask for if they like what they hear in this. It's kind of a way to sort of, it gives it sort of a direction and a purpose. I mean, there is a history to the project, and it's the same people years later doing, actually in this case, sort of much more alterna country, just stripped down kind of,
right.
Straight. I mean, it almost sounds like a live album, and a lot of it sort of was recorded live, but it's all pretty much acoustic, very few overdubs, it's very different than our sort of, we'd get sort of studio happy prior to this.
Right.
And our next album, which we may or may not do, but you know, it's probably going to go be sort of some really old stuff that we were doing toward the end of Love Squad, that we found all these old tapes of. That, I mean, it's almost wall of sound. There were like four bass tracks and, you know, six vocal tracks and six guitar tracks. And, you know, it sounds great, but what's kind of nice about being this age, and it's not our job anymore, it's back to being a hobby, is that you can sort of do the Neil Young thing. You can release Old Ways, and then you can release Trans, and
right.
You can just sort of try different stuff.